Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you from Power and Unity Ministries, praising God for this another day that we may walk with Him and speak for Him to others upon this earth, that we may shine as shining lights of His glory and His love that will just penetrate through us to others. Ooh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I want to start out by reading Psalms 100 to you because it just fits so perfect. When I was listening to what God wanted me to say, I said, oh, Psalm 100, got to speak it. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know you that the Lord, He is God. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His holy name. For the Lord is good, and His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. Truth is not just words that you've read in His holy book, but truth is Jesus. In John 14, it says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In the first chapter of John, it says, and the Word was with God. He is the Word. He is the truth. And it is only through Him that we make it to heaven sure. Hear what He has to say to us and be lifted up. When nothing seems to matter and our dreams seem to shatter, the darkness tries to overshadow, it's time to stop and say, whoa. Praise God. It is time to let in the light, to speak the word and fight. Our souls are at stake. That is what the devil wants to take. Into the courts of heaven we run, bowing before God and His Son, asking for strength beyond what we can, recharging in the presence of the great I Am. Ooh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God, recharging. Ooh, hallelujah, when we run into the presence of God, He'll recharge us. When we can see the enemy's disguise and understand his devise, his plans to cause depression, this is our confession. You, Lord, are our strength and weakness. In you, we are victorious. Your words we speak put Satan back under our feet. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. When we listen for your voice, you are our weapon of choice. You ever thought about Jesus being your weapon? Hallelujah. What a great weapon. Ooh, because all of heaven is in His hand and all of heaven is at our disposal. Ooh, hallelujah. When we listen for your voice, you are our chosen. You are the weapon of choice. Other voices may try to speak to us. Staying focused on you is a must. Hallelujah to His holy name. Ooh, glory be to God. If we were to listen to other words spoken, we would begin letting our emotions rule our thoughts against all that we've been taught. Hear what he's saying. You know, in between each of these four lines is a mighty word from God. Be much aware of the enemy's snare. To Christ's cross we come, our souls He gains. To listen to other voices would be a shame, my Lord and my God. If anything is being spoken to you through your mind or through other people's mouths that has a negative touch to it, it did not come from God, and you don't have to listen to it. You don't have to listen. Now, by faith we live, to Him our body, soul, and spirit we give, to God Almighty, to our weapon of choice called Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. And Jesus says, the battle is mine, says the Lord. With eagles, you will soar. He's given us a promise. Transcending with me, through my eyes you will see. More you will understand as I reveal more of my plan. Keep holding tight and doing what's right. We're about to take a flight where I will show you my might. Ooh, hallelujah to God. Soaring through the sky, you will stop asking why. Because you'll see through his eye. Glory be to God. The devil tries to confuse and stop you from doing all those things I've called you to do. You are about to enter the unknown. Many more gifts in you I've sown. Do you know there is many gifts of God in you that have not even come to the surface yet? A lot of the time, see, the enemy knows that God has planted seed. Many seeds that he's not seen come through you yet. And he keeps pouring this stuff onto you because he doesn't want you to see them. What does it say here? When nothing seems to matter and our dreams seem to shatter and darkness tries to overcome, what are we supposed to say? Whoa. It is time to let light in, speak the word, and fight. Our souls are at stake. That is what the devil wants to take. We have to be aware of his evil devices. Oh, hallelujah. Transcending with me. Soaring through the sky, you will stop asking why. The devil tries to confuse and stop you from doing all the things I want you to do. You are about to enter the unknown. Many more gifts in you I've sown. They will come forth as I chart your course, as we stay focused on him. When I am with you, you will feel brand new. When I am through with you, you will feel brand new as you slip into my shoes and go tell the good news. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, I got almost shut up. I can't even imagine being in his shoes. In Revelation, it says his feet are like fine brass. Ooh, hallelujah to God. Telling the people across to the cross they must come. When we go tell the good news, I slip my stuff in there sometimes. When we tell them the good news, they must come to the cross. To the cross they must come for the victory. I have already been won, he said. I have prepared a place for everyone who will say, with sin I am done. He has prepared a place with him for everyone who will say, with sin, I am done. Glory be to God. I can't begin to just, I had to stop and thank him. Lord, thank you for your lifting us up. And at your table, you fill our cup to overflowing and ever knowing. You are our best friend. You are with us to the end where we just begin. Hallelujah. There is no beginning and end to him. He has been and always shall be. You sit at the Father's side, defending us against the devil's lies. We come on bended knee, for now we clearly see. In the past, we were deceived, but now Christ we receive. Singing glory, glory to the Lamb. Glory, glory to the great I am. You purchased our salvation on that tree, giving us true liberty. The Lord holds the keys to all our dreams. He answers one by one as we work as a team. Praise God. Then he steps in and says, I am the true light. In me there is no shadow of night. See, we just begin to praise him when he just starts filling our soul. And then he comes back and he's given us some more of who he is. I am the true light, and in me there is no shadow of night. All darkness crawls under my feet in total and complete defeat. Ooh, hallelujah. Can you even fathom what it might have been like when he stepped into hell and took the keys of death and hell right out of Satan's hands. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Listen to this. When my light shines through, I light up every room. When you fully understand that I created man and all of heaven and earth is at your command. Ooh, when you fully understand. May you understand that I formed the time space in this land. Everything happens in his timeline. Hallelujah. He's got it all planned from A to Z. We just have to fall in line. As more of me you understand, the greater taste of heaven for you is my plan. Showing many to the cross, no longer in sin they are tossed. Now freely they worship you, filling with love, and you fill them with laughter and love too. Your church is alive and well. See, it's reversed back to me, us talking to God. Showing many to the cross, no longer sin. In sin they're tossed. Now freely they worship you, filled with love and laughter too. Your church is alive and well, stomping the devil back to hell. Your church he tried to crush. Now under our feet, he's ground into dust. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Woo-hoo-hoo. The dominion that we carry through the name of Jesus. Songs of praise now ring high to the Christ who lives inside. We shout our praises and with our hands raised, we now worship you all of our days. It is no longer you who live, but Christ in you brings joy and eternal peace and laughter, solitude in him. Worthy, worthy are you, the Lamb of God. Worthy is the great I am. Glory, glory to your name. Change, change. But you're always the same. Jesus, you are our lifeline. You are all space, dominion, and time. My Lord and my God, what a beautiful word to encourage the people of God today. And if you don't know him today, we invite you to live his way in holiness and righteousness. All you got to say is, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart. Cleanse me with your blood. Wash me clean. Then mold me and make me and use me and fill me that I may be part of your kingdom. That's it. All your sins are washed away. You have a new slate in heaven. You become a part of the greatest family on earth, the family of God. Let us pray. We now see you as creator of all. All was created by you, for you. You are before all things, and all things in you consist. We see you high and lifted up. When things get rough, we come to you too. You always take away the blues. Always. Lord, we now understand you hold the world in the palm of your hand. When with one blink of your eye, you taught the birds how to fly. Put the moon and stars in the sky. You created all time, dominion, and space, and created the whole human race. You are God. There is none like you. Your words are yes, amen, and true. We lift high, for you fill us with your joy, your love, and peace the world cannot give. And daily with you, we want to meet. Thank you for being our Lord, our King, our Master, our everything. We worship you with our whole heart, soul, and strength. Be honored today as we go our way. Let your love shine as we walk down the street, as we go into the grocery store, as we go about our duties, our jobs, our ministries. May they see Jesus before they see us. And your glory to the world will shine like a mighty sun. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for giving your life for us, for testifying before the Father of us, for coming against the lies of the enemy day and night for us. Make us so aware of your presence everywhere. Amen and amen. God bless you this morning. I want you to know I love you so much, and I am so thankful that you're passing on this word, that you're subscribing to us, that you're giving us thumbs up, that you're going out with a smile on your face, that other people will see the Christ in you and want to know him too. I love you so much. God loves you so much more.